You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is one of the most instantly recognizable songs ever to be sung on Broadway.
Henry, all alone in the moonlight, I can smile at the old days. I was beautiful then.
That, of course, is from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats, which is at the Fisher Theater in Detroit for just a few more days. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is here with us. So the show is running till Sunday, and going to see Cats, it's really like going back to the 80s, isn't it?
Yes, it absolutely is. Andrew Lloyd Webber really wowed audiences in the 80s and into the early 90s with the show. It is how, shall we say, a play a lot of people like to hate. It's about cats. There's a very, very thin plot among, wait for it, Cynthia, a clowder of cats.
Never knew that word.
That's one of the collective nouns for felines, unless you prefer a glaring of cats. I think both are excellent. But these cats are in a junkyard, and we meet each one of a different age and markings and specialty. Like, some are better mousers than others. It's kind of all through the night, and so the lighting is really interesting in the show because it sort of takes you all through all those subtle changes of light that have sort of happened through the night. And it's also really more of a musical ballet than musical theater, if you ask me. There's a lot of ballet. There's a bit of tap dancing. And the tap dancing kind of reminds me of my own cats when they try running on a wood floor. So
the dancing is beautiful.
The dancing is
stunning.
Is lovely. But it's almost one of those guilty pleasure shows for people. It's like listening to, I don't know, Celine Dion or Neil Diamond or something like that.
Hey. Some of us like that. No, I get that. Yeah, there's fans, and we know that I've been seeing posts on Facebook, people that have gone to see it and said, loved it. And it is a kid-friendly show.
Very kid-friendly. It's also a very smart business move because it did have this cult following, even though a lot of people, you know, like to run the show down. And so now all those people that grew up in the 80s and came of age in the 80s with this show, now they have kids and grandkids to take to the show. So it's very smart on the whole, from the point of view of Andrew Lloyd Webber and the producers, to bring the show back.
And now the Wharton Center in East Lansing has a musical that I have been wanting to see since it opened on Broadway.
Yes, it's called Come From Away, and I was lucky enough to see it on Broadway. It arrives this week. Again, it's a play. I would describe it as a play with music. Come From Away is about 9/11, and so this week, as we celebrate the anniversary, timing for the opening is not accidental. The play is about a small town in Newfoundland where so many planes on 9/11 were diverted after the attacks. There were almost 10,000 people, I think, who sat down in a town of about 10,000. And so the story is about the love and the community that formed between the townspeople and these visitors, the relationships that they formed, people who had loved ones who were killed in the attacks and who were missing, the generosity of the people of this town. I mean, they just opened up all their stores and their homes. No questions asked, no payments requested. Even though it took place in Canada, I kind of want to say it's like America in terms of North America. It's America at its best. Its best behavior, its best generosity, its best spirit. And here's a quick sample of music from the Broadway cast recording.
American Airlines had the prettiest planes, so I applied as a flight engineer. But the World War II pilots, they all complained. They said girls shouldn't be in the cockpit. Hey, lady, hey, baby, hey, why don't you grab us a drink? And the flight attendants weren't my friends back then. And they said, are you better than us, do you think?
Yeah, that is great. I'm excited to see this show.
It's a terrific show. And you know, Cynthia, this show comes to us at a time when we feel so divided in the country. I feel in some ways that this was the last time we were all together rowing in one direction. I mean, for me, it's like hashtag this is how we wish we could be all the time. If I could make a really long hashtag. But the music is wonderful. The writing's very good. Highly, highly recommended.
All right. So that is Come From Away at the Wharton Center in East Lansing. And now to the Open Book Theater in Trenton. What are they doing?
They are doing a play that was a finalist for a Pulitzer Prize 5 years ago. It's called The Curious Case of the Watson Intelligence. This play by Madeline George, and it's kind of a time-jumping play that examines how we use technology to connect with one another and sometimes disconnect. The title, it comes from how the playwright weaves together four characters all named Watson. So Dr. Watson, the sidekick to Sherlock Holmes, Thomas Watson, the loyal engineer who built Alexander Bell's first telephone, Watson, the supercomputer that became, the reigning Jeopardy champ, and Josh Watson, who is a creation in the play. He's a bit of a techno dweeb, just looking for love that is an invention. He's an invention of the writer, and so it's a very interesting play. I have not seen it. I've read about it, so I'm very curious to see it this Friday.
All right. So just to recap, the Open Book Theater in Trenton, The Curious Case of the Watson Intelligence. Wharton Center has a national touring company of Come From Away. And you got a few more days to catch Cats at the Fisher Theater. Details of these and other productions are always to be found at EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, as always, thanks so much.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.